Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. St. Rose of Lima was a mystic saint of the First Order, who led a life of great penances for the love of God and others. The love of God inflamed her spirit in such a way that her whole being breathed charity and the desire to help others through her prayers, sufferings, and personal collaboration. Our Lord Jesus Christ granted her extraordinary graces, and many moments of her prayer were spent in ecstasy or rapture, enjoying heavenly joys. The miracle of the Holy Face happened on April 15, 1617, at 7 o'clock at night, while St. Rose was at the house of the accountant Gonzalo de la Massa, who had in his oratory a face of Christ, or Ecce Homo, the work of the painter Angelico Medoro, an Italian based in Lima. At that time, Gonzalo de la Massa and his wife were praying with their two daughters, Micaela and Andrea, and with Rose. Rose spoke aloud with fervent prayers. Gonzalo de la Massa and his wife left, and the two girls stayed with Rose. At one point, Micaela approached to snuff out the candles, and she saw that the face, hair, and beard of the holy image were wet, like rained upon with dew. The Lord's face was miraculously sweating. This was a case that was made public in Lima as a miracle of the Lord. An investigation was carried out about this, and the same Rose was summoned and declared the following. This witness, referring to Rose, and Mrs. Micaela and Mrs. Andrea remained in the oratory. And this witness, looking at the holy face, it seemed to her that it was more aglow and with greater radiance and beauty than other times. And I began to say aloud, God of my soul and of my heart, all creatures love you as you love us, my Lord. And while saying these words and looking at the holy face, it seemed more lovely and beautiful to her, that it dazzled her. And Micaela got up to snuff out the candles and saw the hair of the head and the beard of the holy face wet and sprinkled. And Micaela said to this witness, Sister, have you sprayed the image that is very wet? And Rose replied, Do not say that. And Mrs. Maria, the mother of Micaela, saw the same thing as Mrs. Micaela and said that the holy face was wet, saying, Daughter, it is full of precious pearls which shine like diamonds. And Mrs. Maria looked carefully at the holy face, and as it cast so much brilliance that it dazzled her, she could not see if it was wet until she got up and approached the altar, and then saw that from the hairline of the head and from the beard of the holy face, many drops of water came out, as if he were sweating, and she was left with great admiration, because it seemed to her that it was a miracle that our Lord wanted to work for his honor and glory and the consolation of souls. The holy face sweated for about 2¾ hours. That was from 7:15 that he began to sweat until 10. And all were left with great admiration, and they took it as a miracle that our Lord had worked. And they all left and the oratory was closed. And this is what happened and the truth for the oath that she has made. And she signed it and said she was 30 years old, Rose of Santa Maria. Gonzalo de la Massa states that Blessed Rose told him and his wife that she received very great consolations and favors from our Lord in that most holy face, as well as when she received communion. Rose was cured with the cotton cloths soaked with the sweat of the holy face. Mrs. Maria declares, Blessed Rose had an arm with the nerves crushed from a fall that she had on the second day of Easter this past year, and having made many remedies for it, none benefited her. And the surgeon said that it will take a while to recover. So Rose said to Mrs. Maria if she was wiped with the cotton cloths that have the sweat of the holy face, she would heal. Mrs. Maria told Rose to put them on. She said no, that she wanted to suffer those pains for the love of her husband. These pains were so intense that Rose could not lift or move her arm. Rose went to Santo Domingo and communicated it to her spiritual father, who ordered her to put them on. Returning home, she then asked Mrs. Maria to put some cotton cloths with the sweat on her arm, and Mrs. Maria put them on at 12 o'clock and left Rose locked in the oratory, from where she came out at 2 o'clock saying, Mrs. Maria, I'm good now, thank God. She was tugging at her arm and shaking it as if she had no pain at all. After Rose's death, God also performed miracles through her intercession. Father Francisco Nieto tells that a soldier had a swollen leg, and hearing mention of the miracles of the saint, he entrusted himself to her. and taking some of the earth from her grave and rubbing his leg with it, miraculously and suddenly he was healed, and this was public to all. A woman who was crippled in one arm, called Isabel Duran, widow of Jacome Carlos, that morning when the body of St. Rose was in the main chapel, her arm being crippled, she came to the saint with lively faith, entrusting herself to St. Rose to obtain from our Lord Jesus Christ the healing of that crippled arm, and she touched the saint and she was suddenly good and healed. Maria de Oliva, mother of Rose, declares that one day she saw, after the death of St. Rose, the Attorney General of Santo Domingo having come with a friar named Fray Juan Garcia. He told him to enter the little cell of Blessed Rose and take out the little chair that Blessed Rose had. And the father entered, and instead of taking it out, began to cut the wood of it, and for cutting it, he cut his hand, a good wound towards the wrist. A lot of blood came out, which ran down the palm of his hand. Then the father replied, "Here I have something to heal myself with." And he took from his bosom a piece of Blessed Rose's habit and put it on the wound, and it seemed to her that he also put a little dirt from the cell on the wound. After less than an hour, the father looked at his wound and found it healed and showed it to everyone. And Maria de Oliva saw the sore and wound before an hour had passed and she saw it healed. On one occasion, Jesus, as a jealous husband, caught her eye. Rose was very fond of flowers and she took great care of them to adorn the Blessed Sacrament or the Blessed Images with them. Sister Rose planted a basil bush, from which she took branches to make bouquets that she carried on Thursdays to the enclosure of the Blessed Sacrament and the Virgin of the Rosary. One day she found it stepped on and torn away, and while she was afflicted, the Lord appeared to her and said to her, "Who do you think plucked the basil bush from you? It was me, because whoever has me, I who am the flower of the field, should not use up flowers from here on earth, but rather be busy loving me." What Jesus wanted to teach her was that she should not be afflicted by anything, and that she should not be so attached to the things of the earth, to the point of forgetting about him and not knowing how to accept his will, even in unpleasant things. God blessed St. Rose's family, and although they were going through financial difficulties, God never abandoned them, and through Rose's intercession, gave them whatever they needed during Rose's life and after her death. Thus, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. God will provide all your needs according to his riches in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. God does not allow himself to be outdone in generosity and gives 100 to 1 in material and spiritual goods. Saint Rose is our sister from heaven. She knew how to give herself to God entirely without reserving anything. Her suffering was for her a source of immense personal happiness because she obtained countless blessings for others. Her happiness was manifested by singing while she worked and prayed. Even nature joined her song and her joy. Let's learn like her to praise the Lord. Let's love the Eucharistic Jesus, Mary, and the guardian angel. Let us make our life a song of glory and love to our God so that we can be a gift from God to others. Praised be Jesus Christ and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our mother. Amen.